Greetings, dear family. The Lord recently reminded us to say the prayer of protection, Psalm 91, out loud every day. Twice a day is even better. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Amen. That's verses 1 through 8 of Psalm 91. Mother Claire began, "We had a dream with Padre Pio. He was in an old New Mexico church praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. He got up from his knees, lifted up a poster board, and walked over to us. He lifted the poster for us to see our reflection. It was a mirror, and suddenly, brilliant golden light obliterated our faces. Lord, I am here. Thank you for removing that fear. Anything to take you away from me," Jesus replied. "The enemy is always plotting. But now you may rest peacefully, please." "I'll try," he continued. "There is a certain attitude in the community that is easily summed up as evade, complicate, and divide. My children, you want peace and happiness, but by your own tongue, you bring on curses to yourself. I am talking about your response when asked to do something. Several of you are stellar and on the ball. When you are called, you answer enthusiastically and in a timely fashion. With you, I am well pleased. However, there are among you a few who answer as though they feel put out and bothered. These very same ones also make excuses and complicate things for Mother. I want you to stop doing this. You are bringing curses down on yourselves because you sound unwilling to be disturbed and give of your time and talents. Because of that, you throw up all kinds of objections as to why you can't do what is asked. This very much troubles me, because you are sowing discord and sloth, which throws a darkness over the entire community and makes my bride's work much harder, to the point where she is suffering physically, and you are dragging her and others down and making her sick. Because you sow this opposition, you are falling away in grace. You are making your life more tedious and hard for yourself. Whatever you do to others, I will allow the enemy to do to you. Until you learn brotherly love and cooperation, and stop raising objections and roadblocks for others in the community. I want this to stop. I want to hear grateful responses on the radio, not responses that sound like you have been raised from the dead and are still groggy. My loved ones, this is a most serious sin of sloth and rebellion, and you are being denied major graces because of your heart attitude. What are you asking for in your prayers? I cannot grant them because of your attitude. There are more than just one person with this attitude, and it has spread like a contagious virus to make your days longer, harder, and lacking in joy. You are literally draining the life out of the community by this deadly attitude. What should be a simple thing to do becomes a big project that everyone must weigh in on before you will just simply obey and do what is asked of you in a cheerful manner. I know you have learned this in the world, but it cannot exist in my chosen people on this mountain. Therefore, I am warning you so that you may remain here. Opposition, excuses, evade, complicate, and divide will not be tolerated here. All of you are to have a cheerful attitude because you are doing this for me, and your attitude makes me feel like I am a bother to you, and you do not appreciate what's been given you in the sweet family community. I am now offering you the graces to change. I hope you will work with me and not drag your feet and make excuses, but be a cheerful giver, a soul I can trust to carry out my will without complaint. You are all so very special to me. This is just a major adjustment that must take place. Please cooperate with me. Please. I love you all dearly and have wonderful graces and gifts waiting for you as you demonstrate your willingness and gratitude to be a cheerful giver. My precious ones, you are climbing a spiritual mountain with your spirit, leaving your flesh dead at the bottom. There are many stories to this that will take you to glory. Never lose sight of the promises I have made to you and the wonders of eternal life. I promise you, it is well worth it. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may the joy of the Lord be our strength.